Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Dennis Calvert, CEO, president, and chairman of BioLargo. The company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is BLGO. Thanks for joining us today, Dennis.
Yes, thank you, Juan. Glad to be here.
Great. Now, always good to have you on. Now, start off by giving us an update from our last interview regarding the company and some of its products now going into commercialization, some of your new contracts.
Thank you, Juan. You may recall we have two platform technologies that are both iodine-related.
Correct.
Iodine is an all-natural disinfectant. It's also used in odor control. You know, really, in many ways, we're similar to like a BASF in the way we don't necessarily make products, we make them better. So we're primarily focused on licensing our technology into with other companies to make products. Back in May, we actually launched three new products focused in the animal healthcare sector, and we've had a really dramatic run of recruiting distributors, building some brand awareness, generating our first revenues, which is significant, and we're very excited about the platform we've created. And then one of our other technologies, which is called the ICAN system, under a partnership, a licensing and a joint venture partnership out of Australia, is an iodine water treatment system. And that won an award since our last interview as one of the top water technologies for the 21st century. So really both of our first products are award-winning, and you know, we're very, very excited about how they're rolling out.
So, yeah, can you talk to us a little bit more about some of the applications, you know, such as your Nature's Best solution, and where we may be able to find some of these products?
Well, sure. In terms of actually identifying, products that are in the marketplace today, we have a brand that we've created back in May called Odor No More, and we have three products. We have an animal bedding additive, we have a facilities and equipment wash, and we actually have a cat litter additive. And all of these products under the brand Odor No More are designed to deliver Nature's Best solution, our patent and patent-pending technology, primarily focus on odor control. And they're really unique in the marketplace because they control moisture and eliminate odor and moisture. And the animal bedding product is really a hot product. The first launch was focused on the horse industry, and it's being used to amend or supplement animal bedding, where you take care of a horse in a stall, to really soak up the moisture from urine and control odor and create a clean and dry, healthy environment for the horse. Now, what's interesting is most recently, you probably saw a press release, we had a commercial trial that we performed for about 30 days with a big equestrian center, which is a pretty big one, about 460 stalls. So that's a pretty big center, where we did a 30-day trial, and we actually reduced the consumption of bedding by about 75%. Which resulted in a dramatic cost savings for the center. So immediately after the trial, the product was rolled out to start offering it to its customers for the 460-stall rollout. And really, that's the first sort of commercial-scale example of where the product not only performs for controlling odor and moisture, but is definitive proof of significant cost reduction. So in many ways, that little segment is a platform that creates a commercial opportunity for our company to go direct to customers throughout the country. Now, when we first launched those products in Odor No More, our strategy has been and continues to build distribution. So we're going wholesale to retail channel, and that's through the tack and feed supply industry. Our first account, our first major distributor account was with a group called E.T. Horn, which is our master distributor. And they're assisting us in building a platform to roll this out nationally. And so so now we've got two plans of attack, essentially. We can go directly to the large equestrian centers and prove significant cost savings plus the great benefits of the product. We can also go through the retail channel, wholesale to retail through distributors, which helps us build a platform for consistent revenues. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, great. And so... yeah, talk to us about some of the talk to us a little bit more about some of the market trends and how well positioned BioLargo is to capitalize on them.
Thank you. Sure. Well, you know, it's in light of the world, right? It has been a shaky time. So cost savings is a huge motivator, especially in the horse industry. You know, the horse enthusiast and horse lovers industry is a very passionate group that loves their horses. It's very expensive to take care of horses. In fact, the ability to come into the market and provide such a significant improvement in the quality of environment and the health for the animal, plus the obvious cost savings, really make it a compelling sell. So it's an irony. The hard times actually drive customers to us because they're very anxious to figure out how to cut the costs and improve the quality of care. So that's a trend that works in our favor. The other trend is essentially the pet industry and the care of these animals, especially for recreational, that segment, is really largely recession-proof. I mean, you know, these animals are so often really considered part of the family. And so as a result, hard times mean people actually spend more money on their animal in often cases. I saw an article just the other day that made reference to the fact that the number of cats in America had now exceeded 90 million cats.
Wow.
It's an unbelievable number. And that's about 50 million cat owners in America alone.
Now, these are cats that are domestic cats, or?
Correct, yeah. So we come into that industry with a product offering, which is animal bedding or cat litter additive, that truly eliminates odor. I mean, it's really, from our perspective, it outperforms all products in the space because of the technology additions that we put into the product. It reduces cost, controls odor, eliminates moisture, you know, making for this clean, healthy environment. But so the challenge for our company really is to get the word out, you know, from a product that no one's heard about yet to a product where everyone knows is quite a challenge. And so that takes a lot of energy and time, but we're on the mission. And based on our success in the horse industry, we know that it's just a matter of time before people hear about our product. And once they try it, they love it. So we got great testimonials. And so now the challenge is to just stay steadfast and get the word out.
Certainly. And so, Dennis, who are some of your key competitors, and what makes your company unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Sure. Thank you. That's a good question. In the horse industry, there's a number of products that have been sort of staple products used for maintaining a horse stall. Most of those products are really focused on using clays and bentonites and zeolites. And so very much commoditized, not really significant innovation for years. And so the fact that we come in with this natural chemistry and eco-friendly and safe and healthy with such an incredibly significant improvement in performance while reducing costs really makes us stand out in the crowd. And so it's especially when we do a demo. I mean, really, it's the kind of product that when you do a demo, you get a customer. And so we even offer a 30-day money-back guarantee to really promote the product. And, you know, so far, knock on wood, we haven't had to return one, which is pretty amazing. And so in the competitive arena, you know, there are competing products, but really none with such a technical innovation and such high level of performance. Now, in the cat litter business, which is a whole other sector, really,
yeah,
there's a lot of competition. You know, some of the major brands offer products that all have claims of odor control. And so in that market, it really becomes a contest to differentiate our superior performance against very well-entrenched brands.
Definitely.
Yeah, so it's got some challenges ahead. We know that from a customer satisfaction perspective, however, it really stands out against the competition. So, again, the challenge there is not, does it work? The challenge is how do you get the world to know about it? So it becomes a marketing challenge more than anything else.
Sure, and of course, you know, seeing is believing. So if they get to test it out, then you know, they can see how it works.
Well, and again, our position is it really gets down to very simple. If you don't like it, send it back. We'll guarantee it.
Well, good. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Dennis, as well as that of some of the key management over at BioLargo.
Yeah, sure. This has been a journey, an exciting, sometimes very challenging journey. The first inventions, the patented technology, really have sprung up from a discovery that goes back almost 10 years from our inventor, Kenneth Ray Code, who's a chemist and a big thinker. He made a discovery that you could take these micronutrients, mix them with water, and deliver what we call nature's best solution, which primarily relies upon an iodine technology to control odor, control, you know, dangerous microbes. Really, that's the whole premise of the technology. In many ways, it's a world impacting technology. Green, safe, generally recognized as safe by the FDA as food additives, and yet incredibly powerful as a disinfectant to control, you know, again, dangerous microbes. And in a world where we're dealing with things like E. coli and Salmonella and food, and you know, general and MRSA and bugs in the hospital, you know, there's just an sort of an endless list of things that create potential harm for humans, right, and for plants and animals. So we come into a world with this natural, green, eco-friendly solution, which is incredibly potent and powerful. And it all started with, you know, a guy, Kenneth Code, making this discovery and recognizing the potential power of it to make a difference in the world. So I met Ken in 2004. Together we helped bring in some of the financial support to back the R&D. We actually acquired and rolled into BioLargo the technology in 2007. Since that time, we've assembled a team of really great professionals. So we've got every component covered. We've assembled a team of experts around our company that are available, and literally world-class experts in science and environmental technology and water technology and agricultural. And so we've really got quite a team to go to market with. Now, I think the biggest challenge is to properly capitalize, strategically focus on the applications where you have the ability to get to market while you advance the technical and patent claims to recruit potential partners for licensure. And that's really our primary focus.
Well, good. And so what are some of the objectives that the team here hopes to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Yeah, thank you, Juan. There's a long list, of course. The good news is that we believe with our Odor No More platform, if we stay very steadfast and focused on the commercial exploitation of that alone, it has the potential of not only taking us to positive cash flow, but really in the foreseeable future presents an opportunity that if we stay steadfast, we can actually generate profits for this company. And so we think that product line has the potential of getting us there, you know, sooner than later. That strategy doesn't even really touch the other global opportunities associated with our technology. So while the challenges have been, you know, significant to break through the barrier to commercial entry in some of these bigger global markets like agriculture and many consumer products and healthcare and food treatments, right? Some of these, and water, very complicated. Difficult, if you will, markets to get into, we nonetheless are particularly optimistic about what those opportunities present for us in the future. So the focus is to continue to advance the intellectual property through additional patent filings, additional discovery, additional proof of claim, and really becoming more, I think, adept at focusing on the path to commercial deployment with the right partnership for licensure. So in other words, focus on the things that we can do. So the near term for us is really, really pretty basic. Focus on Odor No More for generating sales, continue to advance our intellectual property for licensure, be more strategic about the things that have the near term, high margin commercial opportunity, and focus on those to get to market.
Well, good. And just to follow up on on something you brought up earlier, in terms of your investment story, do you think that the company's investment story and your upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Well, that's a good question. I think just like in any company, it's understandable, and I think it's becoming more clear than ever before. But I think the challenge is to get the word out. And so people need to know about you. They need to understand what it is that we're doing as a company, how these commercial opportunities translate to cash flow. And so yes, that's a journey, and it's something that we are focused on, getting the word out so people know about our story. Our confidence about those opportunities and our optimism has never been higher. And so we're particularly pleased with our progress. And again, if you point to the Odor No More as an example, you know, right now the Odor No More product line is really one little piece of the puzzle, but it's actually very substantial in terms of its income and revenue capabilities for our company. And yet, from a strategic perspective, it's just one little thumbnail of the opportunity with our technology.
Well, great. And so, once again, joining us today is Dennis Calvert, CEO, President, and Chairman of BioLargo Incorporated. The company trades on the over-the-counter bulletin board. Ticker symbol is BLGO. Is currently trading at 65 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, Dennis, why do you believe that investors should consider BioLargo as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a good question. I think the fundamentals really point to, first, the technology. You know, when you really study our technology, what you figure out is that there's just multiple products and industry categories in which this technology is applicable. So in a time where infection control, disease management, things that really threaten, you know, our earth and our people and our animals and our plants, you know, people are looking for answers. So we've got a big piece of the answer for that problem. In global markets, with a heavy emphasis, of course, on green technology. So we're really in the right space. It's a hot sector, and we've got an incredibly powerful technical answer. So that's number one. I think number two is the commercial success and the very rapid adoption of our Odor No More products is a testimony to the power of the technology. And so careful deployment, great high-value, high-performance products is a winner. And then, of course, third is we've shown that our management team is steadfast and committed. This is not an overnight success by any means. It's been quite a long, lengthy, difficult journey that we're proud of. The journey which, you know, even in light of the last year where so many companies have struggled, we've managed to not only survive but thrive. And so we think all those reasons combined really make a compelling argument for people to take a look at our company and see if it makes sense for them.
Well, great, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors, Dennis. Always good to have you on.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, of course, our public filings are replete with all sorts of disclosures, which I think are important, so we don't want to miss that. But, yeah, we welcome people to contact our company, and we hope to take a look at our stock, so we appreciate the support.
Certainly, and where can investors go for more information?
Well, our website is the best spot, which is BioLargo.com. Our products for odor control and animal health are at OdorNoMore.com. That's OdorNoMore.com. And there's links there to a number of interactive community, web-based community information, so we welcome that contact as well.
Well, great. Thanks so much, Dennis.
Thank you, Juan.